This is the KPFT LSB Governance Committee convening today, May the 3rd. It is now almost 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Verification of attendance. I'm going to read out the list of names that I have noted. Deb Shafto, Teresa Allen, Mo Cortez, Dwayne Lark, Lyndon Foley, Venetia Patel Adams, Susie Moreno, Rita Washington, P.K. McCary, Bill Crozier, Nita Washington, Wesley Bethune, Ted Weisgall, Paula Miller, Jamie Larson, Richard Uzell, Alex Sherwood, Marianne Martinez, Tangi Smith, and Philip Coney.
Just to correct, Sandra, it's Jamie Lawson, just L-A-W-S-O-N.
Oh, sorry, Jamie.
No, it's okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, so
hello, Mike Lewis is aboard.
Mike Lewis, okay, Mike Lewis.
Did you say Wesley Bethune, Madam Chair?
Yes, I did. Okay, so the first order of business is to elect a chair pro tem. Are there any nominees or volunteers?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
And can you read us the agenda? The draft agenda.
The draft agenda is call to order, verify attendance, elect chair pro tem, elect chair, elect secretary or secretary pro tem, select regular meeting date and time, list goals and time frame in which to achieve them.
I have a point of information.
Madam,
go ahead.
Can we elect a non-LSB member as chair and secretary?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of the governance committee, yes, they can be a non-LSB member. So, anybody want to volunteer to be the chair pro tem?
Madam Chair, this is Alan.
Go ahead.
I would like to move that we put approval of the agenda somewhere on this agenda.
Okay.
Next.
Would you like to put it, you want to do that now?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. All in favor of approving the agenda as amended?
Can you send us the agenda? This is Nancy. I would like to see it.
I've already sent it out, Nancy.
What day? I'm trying to find it.
I sent it out today. Sent it out about 2 weeks ago and then again today.
2 weeks ago? What day?
Today.
Well, today
approximately 2 weeks ago. I don't remember the exact day, but did you object to approving the amended agenda?
I can't remember what Teresa said. What did she? She was reading.
She moved that we approve the agenda before we go on to anything
Madam
else.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Thank you, Adriana.
No, Madam Chair, I want to say something. When I call the number, I need to call to another member. Because I call the number that you put there, said that the call is unavailable now. And I called three times, and I can prove what I'm saying, okay?
You joined the meeting. We are at agenda approval.
She's on my phone.
Madam Chair, who is on the call?
We've already stated that.
No,
Madam Chair.
You did not make a roll call.
To talk, how could that be?
Okay, I'm going to do this one more time. We've got Deb Shafto, Teresa Allen, Mo Cortez.
No, please do roll call properly where the people answer with their own voice and not yours.
So we know
okay. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Deb Shafto.
Present.
Mo Cortez.
Present.
Lyndon Foley.
Present.
Venetia Patel Adams. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Mike Lewis.
Present.
Bill Crozier.
Present for the third time.
P.K. McCary.
Present.
Rita Washington.
Present. I cannot hear.
Dwayne Lark.
I am present, but Adriana can't get on the line is what she's trying to tell you with her number. Even though he's been able to answer three times, she can't even answer one time because she can't get in.
Well, she was on
the
call.
She was in a minute ago.
She's on my call.
No, she was blocked. She was blocked until she finally got
in. I haven't blocked anybody. I didn't know how. Wesley's saying.
Somebody else is doing it. But she is on somebody else's phone. She was blocked.
She's on Dwayne Law's phone. Why can't
that's,
she get
that's
in?
That's fine. If that's the only way she can get on. But I'm not blocking anybody from this
Sandra,
call.
Sandra, that means somebody is blocking her, and you are convening this meeting, and it
maybe
is not
even
possible.
Nobody is being blocked from this call.
You are responsible for her being blocked.
I am not blocking anybody from this call. Wesley Bethune, are you on the call?
I am present.
Philip Piconi.
Present.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Paula Miller.
Oh, Lord, here.
Jamie Lawson.
Where do you call? Oh, God.
Here, but she's questioning it.
Because you need to. You need prayer before you start this meeting. You really do.
I know, but he's not the one doing it.
Alex Sherwood. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Tangi Smith.
Present.
Present.
Nancy.
Sidebar not present. Present.
I believe already called Mike Lewis.
I'm here.
And Adriana.
Madam Chair, I'm instead in Dwayne Lark's phone because I'm blocked. When I'm trying to call that number, it's telling me that it's not available to me, and I have the recording. Who's
well,
number
you
is?
might try calling in again. The number
who's
is 310-409-2027. The access code is 587689 pound. I am not
yes,
blocking anybody from this call.
I didn't hear my name.
Adam,
this is Wally. I'm here.
Wally James. Thank you, Wally.
And Patel Adams is present.
I've got you on here already, Venetia.
Thank you.
Okay, so the agenda as it now stands is...
Richard to the staff.
Richard to the staff.
Okay, if y'all could just wait for 1 second before asking to be on the stack. The agenda is now stands. Is we are at the point of approving this agenda, which the next items are going to be elect a chair pro tem, elect a chair, elect a secretary or secretary pro tem, select regular meeting date, and list goals and time frames with which to achieve them.
Point of order. Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
At the beginning of agenda approval, we ought to be able to make a motion to add something or add something to the agenda, and I would like to do that.
Okay, what would you like to add?
I would like to add a motion right at the beginning to clarify what these elections permanent or pro tem are going to be.
What?
You want to clarify what the election of the chair or chair pro tem is going to be?
That's what my motion is going to be, but I don't make the motion right now. I just make a motion to get on the agenda.
Okay.
You have to have I'm sorry, point of order?
I got one. I got a motion, but we don't talk about it now. We talk about it later.
Well, we have to put it on the
motion that needs to be on the agenda.
What?
We have to put it on the agenda before we can approve the agenda.
That's right. And what to put on the agenda, I would like to present a motion. I'll give you the motion. I'd like to add this motion to the agenda at the very beginning.
Go ahead.
My motion is that I move that today's election for chair pro tem be for chair pro tem, and that the election for permanent chair and secretary, I meant to say secretary on that pro tem thing too, and that the election for the permanent chair and secretary be done 2 meetings from this meeting.
Thank you, Richard. Does anybody object to that motion of adding that to the agenda?
I actually didn't hear the last part. You cut out, Richard, if you could repeat that last part.
The last part was meeting. You mean what?
The entire last part, not the last word, like the last sentence.
I'll do the motion again. I move that today's chair and secretary election be for chair and secretary pro tem, and that the election for the permanent chair and secretary be done 2 meetings from this meeting.
Okay. Are there any objections to adding
Deanna?
That to the agenda?
Deanna?
Go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. I know that. May I finish without you telling me anything?
Well, I'm just wanting to ask you, are you speaking to his motion?
Everybody can talk, but you interrupt me? How's that work?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I know. I just came in, obviously something open, and I couldn't hear the agenda. Can you tell me what, because you are trying, I just came into the call a few minutes ago, before with Dwayne Lark, that I wasn't allowed to get into the call, and now I get into the call by myself. May I know what are we voting about? What is the agenda?
The agenda is call to order, which we have done, verify attendance, which we have done. Richard has requested that we put on the agenda that he moves at the
point of
the
information.
Election of,
point of information, Madam Chair. She's just asking you to read the agenda, not the amendment.
Oh, my God.
May I read it, Madam Chair?
No, I'll read it, Teresa, but I would really appreciate it if people stopped interrupting me as well.
Thank you.
Call to order, verify all in attendance, agenda approval, the election of the chair pro tem, election of the chair, election of the secretary pro tem, election of the secretary, selection of the regular meeting date and time, and a list of goals and the time frame in which to achieve them. And proposed to be added to that is a motion that Richard Uzzell made, that he moves that the permanent chair and secretary position elections be held 2 meetings from this one. So I'll ask again, does anybody object to that amended agenda? Hearing
point,
none?
Point of information. Where Richard won that motion?
What?
That motion will be at what point?
At the very beginning.
Okay. Then we'll be moved. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So the agenda as amended has been approved. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the election of the chair pro tem. Who would like to volunteer?
My motion
next,
is next.
Next item on the agenda is the motion that Richard made that we elect the permanent chair and permanent secretary 2 meetings from now.
If you will let me, I'll read my motion.
Go ahead.
I move that today's chair and secretary election be for chair and secretary pro tem, and that the election for permanent chair and secretary be done 2 meetings from this meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Are there any objections to Richard's motion? Hearing none, that motion is approved. Next item on the agenda is election of chair pro tem. Is there anybody who is interested in serving as the chair pro tem of the governance committee?
This is Richard. I would like to make a nomination.
Go ahead.
I would like to nominate Paula Miller to be the chair pro tem.
Paula Miller, do you accept that nomination?
Thank you, but I decline. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a nomination.
That's no fun.
Who
I nominate Mo Cortez.
Mo Cortez, do you accept the nomination as chair of the governance committee?
I accept.
Thank you, Mo. Are there any other nominations for chair of the governance committee?
Chair pro tem.
Sorry, chair pro tem.
Hi, Adriana.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I nominate PK McCurry.
PK, do you accept the nomination as chair pro tem of the governance committee?
Unless regrettably decline.
Thank you, PK. So right now we have Mo Cortez. Is there anybody else that wishes to be the chair pro tem of the governance committee? Hearing none by acclamation, that makes you chair pro tem of the governance committee, and I hand you the floor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So what's next on our agenda item?
Secretary pro tem.
The secretary pro tem.
Okay. Do we have any nominations for secretary pro tem?
Yes, sir. Dwayne Lark.
And actually, can I actually further add, can we read the description of the of that one as well?
We generally don't have one, Mr. Chair.
Or just a brief.
The secretary is responsible for taking the minutes of each meeting and reporting out via email a list of all the actions that were taken by the committee during the meeting.
She's winging it, but it's nothing written.
Okay. I guess
well, that's common sense.
Well,
and
we
just
don't
an informal.
Common sense. In this arena.
Enough from the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
Well, enough from the zoo.
Okay, Mo has the floor as the chair pro tem, so I would ask that everybody respect his wishes. And Mo, the next item on the agenda is election of a secretary pro tem.
Okay. Do you have any nominations on the floor?
Adriana, ask for the floor.
Granted.
Okay. Do we have, first it's a point of information. Do you have, you can see, because before Sandra and I think that somebody else in our group can see the name, the numbers, at least the numbers of the people that are on this call. Are you able to do that? Because if not, we need to be granted to you.
I do not have those authorizations.
Okay, then we need to ask for you to have that option. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I will send that link to Mo right now. Mo, can I get your email address, please?
Yes, it's Mo. The number
point
four.
Point of information. Do we? If this is being streamed, do you really want to give your information on the stream? I'm just asking.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, it's Mo, the number four, senator, at gmail.com. Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay, Mo, are you spelling that M-O-E?
Oh, M-O, no E, the number
M-O.
Four.
The number mm-hmm. four, senator,
at gmail.com. Correct.
Okay, I'm going to send you the link so that you can look at who all is on the call.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, request information.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, certainly this is not something you can answer, but certainly the previous convener of the last meeting can answer the question if you permit her. Was the previous meeting MSRC screened?
According to what was listed on KPFTX, it was not.
Well, we need to make sure it wasn't because we spoke about a personal matter about one of our personnel, and that's going to be a violation of his employment rights. So we better be clear about that.
Point of information, Richard.
Go ahead.
It's
It says that neither of these meetings are being streamed.
Okay.
Point of information.
Sure, go ahead.
Is Marianne Martinez on this call?
Yes.
I would like to nominate Marianne Martinez to be the secretary pro tem.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other do you accept that nomination?
Well, unfortunately, because I'm going to have my hands full, if I get the other position, I really don't think I could take on more than one of those duties. So I'd have to say no.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that's two strikes for me.
This is just pro tem, right?
Mr. Chair, request information.
Go ahead.
Does the member realize that this is a pro tem position and it only lasts one meeting?
Oh. Are you aware of that? Is that okay?
Two meetings.
We elect a pro tem every meeting. That's the rule.
Well, see, the thing is that I don't even have access. Can somebody mute their telephone, please? I don't have access to how do I get the information out? Because I don't even have anybody's. Now, I know that most of the members have their most of the members have their email address on the KPFTX, but how do I get the minutes out to people if I don't have their email addresses? Or, you know, I don't even know how to do that. I don't even have the process.
Alan for the staff.
I don't even know what the process is.
I still have the floor, Mr. Chair, so can I respond to that?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I think this would be a wonderful exercise should you be chosen, because you're going to have to communicate. We all can send you off the stream. Those members of this committee can send you their email addresses today. But I think that would be a good exercise for you.
Well, where would you send them to? Where are you going to send them?
To your email address. And you can communicate with each member anyway based on their email address, because you wouldn't send it to the LSB.
And I know we're not supposed to be talking back and forth, but just for information for the members that are on this call, people have been sending messages and trying to communicate with me, but I don't know where those messages are going, because they're not coming to my phone and they're not coming to my email address. So, you know, my email address, I can give that to everybody right now, and my telephone number. You can also send me a text message. I check my email, and my text message is all day long.
Oh, hold on.
So,
hold on.
You know, I'm not hard to get a hold of.
I will do this on the stream. We do have some kooky people that may be listening. So we can find a better way for you to communicate that information from your perspective. Because I've got all kind of crazy stuff.
Well, how do I get people my
you can email them to LSB.
Okay, what's the address, Duane?
That was Richard.
LSB?
Go ahead, Richard.
You can email them to the LSB. KPFT
okay,
LSB.
Give me the LSB address. What's the LSB address?
LSB at KPFT.org.
Thank you.
Remember, there are people on
the LSB. I have a request, I guess.
LSB@kpft.org. But you have people on this call that you're going to have to get their personal email addresses, because they're not on the LSB list, sir.
That's true.
Adam has a suggestion.
Go ahead.
So I think it might be a good idea if all of the people who aren't on the LSB go ahead and email the LSB listserv so that we have everyone's email for this committee. And that email is lsb@kpft.org.
That's good.
Good idea.
Alan for the stack.
And Bill for the stack still.
Go ahead.
This is Teresa Allen, just as a
Me?
Matter. Hello, this is Teresa Allen.
I'm sorry, Bill was recognized, but do you want to get on stack?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. And thanks, Mo. Marion, why don't you just give out your email address? We're not being streamed, and you know it would be helpful for everybody to have your phone number and the
okay.
email address or whatever you're willing to give out. That would simplify
yeah.
things.
Not a problem. If everybody's ready, if you've got your pens ready, I'll give you my phone number and my email address right now. My email address is, I'm going to sound it out first and then I'll spell it. It's MarianneMartinez348@gmail.com. And I'll spell it for you. It's MarianneMartinez348. No spaces. It's all together. MarianneMartinez348@gmail.com.
One more time.
MarianneMartinez348@gmail.com.
Now I know where your emails are going. That previous one we had years
Thank you.
Ago.
Okay. And my phone number is area code 832-882-8288. That number again is 832-882-8288. And if you can text me a message, I really appreciate that. So, okay, if that's the situation, I will accept the do this the secretarial work.
Thank you. Do we have any other nominations for Secretary Pro Tempore?
No, that's okay.
Okay. All right.
Alan for the stack.
Okay, Alan, you're recognized.
I was going to say, I'm trying to keep track of who's on the call. I count 24 people. I will be happy to send the names to Marianne. I would suggest that everybody send Marianne their name, their phone, and their email. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
With complete information. The
yeah.
only one I don't quite understand, I'm not sure if Philip Cocconi, his last name starts with a C or a K or what the spelling is. And I didn't hear Alex Sherwood say his name when the roll was called, so I don't know if he's still on the call.
Adriana? Mr. Secretary, Adriana?
So can we go ahead and go for a vote for, or I mean, I guess that's it. It's already finalized by no one else. Was there anyone else wanting to run for Secretary Pro Tem? Okay. I heard no other responses, any last-minute responses. So by that non-response, Marianne, thank you so much. You're our Secretary Pro Tem right now. And
okay.
our next item on the agenda list, one moment.
Adriana, the floor. Adriana.
Good. Thanks.
Okay, let's see. All right, so our next... Okay, all right.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Yes. I have a request because I see that Teresa Allen can see the number two. How many people in this call have the privilege and how many of us do not?
Point
can
of
we
order.
All of
point of order,
sorry,
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair,
I'm
I have a point of order.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Alan. I just counted the people. I was trying to write down their names. I don't have any vision of who's on the call, and I kind of resent an accusation that I have special privileges that other people don't have. Thank you.
Teresa, thank you. And that is not a point of order because
that is...
our break.
Call the order. Let's go ahead and move on to the next. We have a long list here, y'all. We'll go ahead and elect a. Let's see. Meeting date time. So we have to select a regular meeting date time. How do we go about doing these next meetings and setting up the time?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, I'll add you to the stack. All right. Go ahead, Teresa.
Not me.
Oh, sorry.
Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
If I'm understanding correctly, your question was how do we decide on the next meeting?
Yes.
I'm planning on doing something called a doodle poll that I've used previously, and that's what I'm going to try to use to convene the next MSRC meeting, so you may want to look into that. I believe it's free, or you can pay for a subscription to it. It's just called doodle poll, and it gives you the option of picking several dates and times and adding all participants to that list. And then everybody goes in and votes, and whichever date and time has the most participants available, then that's generally the time that you would select. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any other suggestions for this? Sorry, outside of doodle.
PK to the stack.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right, Bill. All right, Dwayne. I believe Dwayne, you were next.
Yes, thank you. Two things. First, I'd like to ask any members that want to be inclusive, and certainly this will fall on dead ears for those who don't, that if you are going to choose a Sunday, if you would consider there are folk who do go to church, and that if you're going to choose a Sunday, that you choose a Sunday afternoon or a Sunday evening to not exclude folk who do have commitments to church.
Okay. So you're saying avoid Sundays, you're saying, right?
Sir?
You said, okay, so basically Sundays are not a good day, you're trying to say.
No, I'm suggesting that it is for some people, but Sunday at 1 o'clock, which is church time for most folk, or at least leaving, is not reasonable. But many meetings are in the afternoon or evening with Pacifica. We have a lot of meetings on Sunday with Pacifica across the network. One LSB meets on Sunday, but they don't do it at 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I gotcha. Thank you. Thank you. And gotcha. And you said you had a second point, too.
Yes, sir. Just to see the veracity of honesty, I'd like to ask anyone who's on this call who has the privilege of seeing the board of Maestro, if you have access to Maestro, would you admit that to the members? Now, Sandra, we know that you do, so you don't have to mention yourself. But I just want to see the veracity of honesty of any other person on this phone call who have access. And ladies and gentlemen, Maestro is the system we're using now by which you could have a code and have access to see and maybe even mute people or play with the system. Who else has access to view Maestro on this call? That's what I'm asking, Mr. Chair, to see the veracity of honesty.
Okay. All right. All right, who's able to see it?
I will research it and report back.
Okay. And I need to install Adobe Flash Player. Okay. All right, thank you. Who was next on stack?
Me. Okay. I was.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello,
okay, PK.
Hello, everybody. I think that the doodle should be about Sunday, because a lot of us have meetings, and it could be Saturday. It could be Saturday or Sunday. Might be the best for all of us, and the doodle does it for late afternoon after 2 or anytime after 2, because like Dwayne says, I'm involved with church, even though it's with distancing. I'm on another call, so calls after 2 o'clock are better for me. And the second thing is that Maestro has the capabilities to do what Zoom does, so that it isn't this, you don't know who's talking, you don't know who's there, that all of us who become part of governance can see it. And so is there a way to look at using the full attributes of Maestro, like we do Zoom, so that there is a, you know, you can see who's being muted, you can see who's on video, but everybody's name is right there for everybody to see. So why don't we just open up the capabilities of Maestro as well?
I absolutely agree with that, and to further to your point there, PK, is there some kind of information packet? Because I know everybody's not on the same level of technology. I don't even have the capability to look up Maestro because I have a Mac and I have to get Adobe Flash Player, and I can't. I'm not able to get that yet. But can we have like a maybe a, if we do decide to go with that, I guess, can we have some volunteers to create some kind of information one-on-one packet for everybody in the meeting?
Adriana, for the floor.
Okay, all right. Okay, also on the you want to be added to stack, you said?
Adriana.
Okay, all right. So who's after PK? Is it Bill?
Bill,
Adriana. Bill, Adriana, and then Patel Adam.
Okay, go ahead, Bill. You have the floor.
Okay, thanks. By the way, first, be careful about Adriana Flash Player. There's a lot of malware out there that pops up notices that say you need to update it, and that will that's usually malware. And most services are avoiding Adobe Flash because it's such a hotbed.
What do you recommend? I got you. What do you recommend instead?
Well, there's other video players. Call me later, and I can give you that. But you know,
okay.
A VLC player, for example, it's Mac and Windows and Linux and stuff. But
okay.
And also you don't need it anyway. I use a Mac also most of the time. But the for when you're scheduling a meeting, do you know how to get to the Pacifica Meetings calendar? You want to avoid.
Yeah.
So go to kpftx.org. Again, this is totally separate than KPFT. kpftx.org, and click on the monthly view for the calendar.
Yeah, for the agendas. Right, I got that already, yeah.
Well, not just agendas. You don't want to avoid a time when any national committee or the PNB is meeting or any other KPFT local committee. You can ignore other station local committees. And bear in mind all the times they're Eastern time. So that it takes up most Monday through Thursday evenings, by the way. So that's you have to watch out if you want to do it in the evening, you have to look out for that. PK had a good suggestion though. That's all I was going to say. But I agree with using the Doodle polls. The free version is fine as long as you don't mind having ads on it. It works.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. And Adriana, I think you're next on stack.
Yes, thank you.
Of course. Okay.
I know. Okay. Let me ask you something, because it's true that Maestro, like PK said, the foundation, the Maestro conference that the foundation is paying for, and the reality is that some committees of PMP, like audit committee, all the members have the option to go there and see what's going on, like PK said. It's not obligatory. People doesn't have to have it. If they don't want it, they just can talk by phone. But the privilege of seeing everybody there to see if somebody's being muted or not, or the volume is being, lower, or who's making the noises, yeah, for everybody, not for a few of us. I think that will be a good idea, like PK said, give the privilege just to the members of the committee, like audit committee of the PMB. That will be simple, easier, and that option will not allow people to manipulate and make noises when they don't like who's speaking or mute people. No, they are being mute. I think that it's a good idea, and we can give that call to all the members of this committee and solve the problem once and for all.
Okay. All right. Okay. And who was after Joanna? That was.
I was.
All right, Pecan, go ahead.
So I think that maybe we should just really fast figure out the date and the time of the next meeting. I don't think that should take more than like 5-10 minutes, and then we can keep talking about like the method of teleconferencing when we get to the next agenda item, which was like future topics and stuff like that, because it definitely is something we need to talk about and hash out before starting to have telephonic meetings.
Right. I got you. Thank you. All right. So, okay, got that. Was there anyone else on stack? Okay. All right. So I'm just looking at the calendar. Do we typically do a month, or is it every 2 weeks?
Monthly.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. Do we have any recommendations for a date for next gym?
I recommend Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. Would June the 7th be okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else agree with that? Does that work for anyone else? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Chair, can you ask if anyone objects?
Oh.
If anyone what?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Which Sunday?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, Bill.
June the 7th.
Are we going to this first Sunday? Well, I did ask for to be on the stack.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, TK.
I was just saying, looking at KPFTX, the first Sunday sounds like it would be a good Sunday to do that. That works for everybody.
Okay. Is there anyone who would not be able to do it that Sunday at 5, June the 7th? All right.
Yeah.
I don't have any objections. I'll go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah. I would prefer a second or a third Sunday. First Sunday, again, is typically when we get back to normal. But at any rate, I understand I'm maybe the only person that do communion or something of that nature. So I just wanted to state my objection, even though I don't think it's going to carry a whole lot of consideration. But thank you.
Thank you. All right. Does anyone have it? Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
When you get to July, that's July 5th, July 4th weekend. I don't know if anybody's doing anything special with the COVID-19, but, you know, maybe the second Sunday or third.
Okay.
Or we could just
change
July. We could change that month either way.
Right. I would say, considering the current situation with COVID and everything, let's go ahead and just stay on with the task at hand, just following up with the next meeting for the next month. Were there any objections for anybody not being able to meet on June 14th at 5 p.m.? No? Okay. Can I ask the secretary to write in the meeting for the next meeting to be June 14th at 5 p.m.?
Got it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. And can the secretary read me what's next under next what the next agenda item is? Next agenda item is.
Well, would that be the interim?
Hi, this is Sandra, Marianne, and Mo. We have the selected meeting date and time, and then the only other thing I had on the list was to create a list of goals and a time frame to achieve them, but y'all are free to do whatever you want to with that.
Okay.
Can I tell Adam to the staff?
Okay. Go ahead and recognize.
Can we use this time to talk about more about like teleconferencing rules and stuff like that, and how we're going to figure that out as a committee?
Yes, because of communications and making sure we all have access and understand how to do this. It's very important, especially for those of us just learning how to use Zoom and stuff like that, which is someone like me. So, yes, that does sound like a good idea. So we have a recommendation to use Zoom and Maestro. I mean, I'm sorry, to use Maestro. Whether any platforms that people were recommending.
Patel Adams for the staff.
Go ahead.
Linden for the staff.
So I think, as Adriana pointed out earlier, we kind of have to use Maestro. Not only is the foundation paying for it, but it's the platform that we're supposed to use, I think.
Okay.
Maybe Adriana can clarify.
Point of order.
Okay,
point of order.
Right, go ahead.
This is Bob Gartner. My motion has not been voted on by the board as approved, which pertains directly to the conversation you're having. I don't have any problem with the conversation you're having, except that it's a little bit cart before the horse right now.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
I made a motion regarding what you're talking about right now, teleconferencing. But the motion is on the general board agenda. It hasn't been voted on.
Wasn't your motion just to figure it out?
My motion hasn't been voted up or down yet.
All right.
Well, I don't see why
you
can talk about it right now. I mean, I know it's the same thing.
But... I didn't say that. I'm just saying that, I just hope you recognize that it's premature. Ideally, it would be sent to the governance committee. I think that would be a useful and place for it to go. But
I believe that the governance committee can come up with stuff on its own. I don't think we need to have a motion sent to us, right?
Yeah, I don't think. Because it's just
Mr. Dwayne Rockin, Jack.
Go ahead.
Pardon me.
Lindell was before Dwayne. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, I just wanted to point out that I think Microsoft, if you're going to do this streaming with videos, Microsoft Teams has a system, and I hear that Google has come out with a new system, which are probably all, more secure than Zoom. That's all.
Thank you. Okay, Dwayne, you're next.
Yeah, I just want to take up Robert Gartner's issue there. I think what we can do is ask him to bring the motion to the committee today if he can recover it and submit it. And obviously it can be on the agenda for today or Zoom, but we don't have to wait, as Ms. Patel pointed out, for that to be dealt with, since it's going to be remanded or referred back to governance anyway. So I'm asking the member to dig it up and put it into the record of this meeting.
All right. Was there a response to that, Dwayne? I didn't hear anything.
Dwayne?
I'll hijack his motion, and I'd like to read it into the, when it's appropriate. It may not be appropriate now, but when the chair deems that any motion can be accepted, I'd read his motion into the record.
Go ahead, Dwayne. Go ahead.
Okay. This is the meeting by Mr. Robert Gardner and Carrie by Dwayne Lark. I want to file the following motion. Note, since it was only today that I find my name stated on the roster of membership of KPFT-LSD, I ask that the rule be suspended for myself for the 10-day window of filing requirement. Pursuant to the concern stated, I furthermore move and resolve that the problems created by its current and past methods of teleconferencing, that these problems be resolved before the advent of the May 2020 LSD meeting, by the initiation of a system that serves purposes effectively. I further move that all committees of the KPFT-LSD implement and adhere to the same methods determined
to be affected by this investigation and action. It is my understanding that Zoom is one such method that would serve the LSB. In a nutshell, Mr. Gardner's motion is asking that we standardize our communication and our usages or utilization of teleconferencing.
Okay.
Point of order.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Is Marianne. This is Marianne, the secretary. Hey, Duane, can you forward that wording to me at my email address, please?
Point of order.
Okay, Marianne, before I do, I want to appeal to the chair that if Mr. Gardner has a problem, so it really isn't working.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Duane. You have the floor.
Okay, I will defer.
Point of order.
Mr. Gardner, would you allow me to finish my statement, and then I'll defer to you?
No, I'll be brief. Would the chair...
Go ahead, Duane. Go ahead, Duane.
Okay, thanks. I will
point of order.
I was only trying to get his motion in, but if he wants it...
Point of order.
I will defer to him, Mr. Chair. Let him speak, please.
Go ahead.
Point of order.
You have the floor.
Would the chair please request the person making all the noise so that Duane Lark can be heard to stop doing that?
Please.
Yeah, please put yourself on mute, y'all. Go ahead, Duane.
Okay. I think that person, hopefully, please, they're not doing that intentionally because it does sound like breathing. we have a problem at PSC as well.
Patel Adams, can I get him back really fast?
Go ahead.
I believe we're at adjournment time. I'm not 100% sure, so maybe we should. I would like to move to extend at least 15 minutes.
Any motion? Second.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Second. The measures. Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Duane. Did you finish your point, Duane?
No,
sorry.
I didn't.
Go ahead.
I'm going to send the raw footage, the raw statement of Mr. Gardner to Marianne, the pro tem secretary, but I am going to try to reframe it for the record, Marianne. So this is just a draft of his motion.
Not a problem, Duane.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, because we're going to, we have to approve it anyway afterwards, right? We have to approve the agenda at the next meeting.
Point of personal privilege. I'm fully in favor of whatever Duane Lark wants to do with my motion. Better rewritten or amended somehow, and have it introduced into the record of the governance committee. That's all fine with me.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And can we get a? Okay, all right, gotcha. I got you on Staccato one second. And when we do this, go ahead, Patel, go ahead.
I was just going to suggest maybe to move the motion forward. I'm not sure if I understood it correctly, but maybe we should set the, like, investigative team to come up with some rules that, and we can bring it to the governance committee. It's just a suggestion.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Nancy on stack.
And how do we do that?
Nancy,
and Duane. All right, go ahead, Nancy.
Bill, I was on the stack earlier.
Hey, Adriana. Nancy, Adriana, and Duane.
Sorry, call to order real quick. So they said the meeting cutoff is already there. Can we... we already agreed to extend it, right? Did we?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
No, we haven't voted
right.
yet.
Okay,
it's 6:30. We haven't voted.
There was no objection.
No bad
objection.
Okay, I
object.
Gotcha.
We've accomplished nothing
okay.
so far this meeting, and I think we should just adjourn.
Yeah,
okay, well, we're about to. So,
request to call the roll.
All right. Let's go. Let's call the roll.
Nancy, please on Slack.
Okay. All right, so who's next on stack?
Nancy.
Adriana.
Okay, go ahead,
Nancy. It was Nancy, Wayne, and then Adriana.
All right, thank you.
Yes, I'm
requesting.
You keep forgetting Bill was on the staff.
All right.
That's me.
And Bill,
I'm pretty sure he's his boss.
All right, Bill. All right. Well, y'all got to speak loudly and clearly, y'all. All right. All right. Go ahead, Nancy.
Since Bob Gartner was not at roll call, I request that the secretary, Marianne Martinez, mark Bob late in joining. I think around 45 minutes and 45 seconds, he made a point of order. That's when I first heard his voice, but I don't know when he came on. That's all.
Okay. All right, Dwayne?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Well, I have a point of information to Nancy.
Go ahead.
Well, is that really necessary, though? To,
yes.
Just because
I mean,
he arrived 15 minutes late?
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Yes,
man. One
I think he just wants him marked present.
Right.
Yes, Mark.
Yeah,
Mark,
he's
Mark
present. The guy's present.
All right, call to order. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay.
No, Nancy, not Diana, then Dwayne.
Out of all the many secretaries I've had serve in the committee, that's thousands. Only one did that. Of course, that person's on the phone. But all you have to do is just make the person present. That's all you have to do. Second, I think that I would like to nominate, I would like to move that we have a task force that will, in fact, make recommendations as to this teleconferencing concept. And I would like to nominate myself, and I would like
to second
move,
that.
Thank you. I would move that anyone who wants to give their time, talent, and resources to report back, that we meet very soon and ferret out this motion so that we can have some consistency and some continuity as to teleconferencing.
Any volunteers? Any volunteers?
I volunteer.
Okay, PK. All right, got PK. Anyone else?
Bill, point of order.
I hear you, Bill. All right, Nick, anyone else?
Adriana?
Point of order is supposed to take precedence.
Okay, go ahead.
We haven't voted on the motion to extend, and all this is irrelevant until we decide if we're going to extend the meeting. We're already 6 minutes over.
All right, okay, so we
no,
go ahead.
No objection.
There was no objection. Yeah, we did vote on it. I don't know where you were, but there was no objection.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't, and I objected.
There was no objection.
I don't know. You don't have to recognize him. You can find
let's
his point of
order.
Okay, all right.
Well,
now that's already that was done earlier. Adriana, go ahead. You're next on deck.
Thank you. Well, I first of all I volunteer for and I started speaking. Do you notice that there? You can see. Why don't we open right now this committee, all these members, if the same option? Why I want the maestro, first of all, because it's from the PNB, to be paid. And it's not being a stream. You see who's the one making the noise, Sandra, you do.
Who is making that noise?
Sandra knows it.
Sounds like a vacuum or something.
Guys, this is Sandra. I'm on mute, and I'm not controlling anything. No,
I think it's the wind.
Okay, it probably is the wind.
Where
are
the noise is coming?
Okay.
Where are the noise is coming? Thank you.
Okay.
What I'm saying
the
Maestro Conference is important because it's already official from the foundation, and even if it's the meeting is not a stream, live is recording the meeting. And then the recording can go to the kpftx.org, the official website. That's why it's important. But we can check about that. Like I said,
Okay. Imagine
all that we accomplished today, all of us can see who the noisemaker is.
All right. Thank you, Adriana. All right, Dwayne, back to your. So we got PK on your team. Anyone else that we need to add to that team?
Adriana, I said.
Oh, Adriana, okay. All right, anyone else for that team? Okay.
Yes, this is Chad, and I'm
would like to be on that team.
I'm sorry, what's that?
This is Ted Weisgall, and I would like to be on the team.
Okay.
This is Lyndon Foley, and I'll be on that team also.
All right. Go ahead, Dwayne. You're saying something?
Okay, Mr. Chair, thank you. I would like to ask the pro tem secretary if she did, in fact, receive the tentative or the proposed or the draft motion, and secondly, if she could forward me the names of these volunteers so that I could have them, and if these volunteers would, in fact, as we agreed earlier, send the pro tem chair their email addresses and telephone numbers so we don't have any issues of communications or lack thereof in terms of getting this thing moving.
Okay, can I speak? Yeah, Dwayne, you're saying the people that volunteered to be on your team? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And that
okay, yeah, I got their names. And the motion, well, where did you send it? To my email address?
Yeah, the new one you just gave me, because I've been sending stuff to the old one. We had it years ago. So.
I got it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So,
I would like to volunteer to be on the task force to tell Adam.
Okay. All right, we got that. And then for July, Bill, you said you couldn't do, what day was that in July?
Well, I just suggested we avoid July 5th because it's July 4th weekend in case anybody's
going anywhere. Oh, yeah. That's going anywhere. Somehow. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Okay. All right, gotcha, July.
And in September, you know, the first weekend is usually Labor Day weekend, so... But that's
again,
a few
that's
months
why
away.
I suggest we avoid any first Sunday.
Oh, give me a hot second. Let me write that down for a second. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to multitask and use Asana and use this. All right, cool. I do Project Planner. Well, I used to do Project Planner and stuff. Is it September what?
Well, September Labor Day is the first Monday. And so
okay.
It's the 7th of this year. And so, you know, a lot of people have plans for Labor Day weekend also. So the first Sunday
point of order, didn't we already decide the next meeting?
Yeah, yes, we did. I was just going to go ahead and go for the meeting after next. But we can go to another action item if we have any other action items left.
If others don't mind, I would like to extend time. I don't know if people are down to talk for another 30 minutes to get some more action items done.
I
if there's no second, that's fine.
To get some more what?
Can you repeat that again? Sorry.
I would like to extend maybe another 15 to 30 minutes if we can get some more action items going.
I object.
Bill for the stack.
I object as well.
Okay.
Sorry, I have other things to do.
All right, who was on stack next?
Bill.
Go ahead.
Well, unless anybody else was before. You know, this is not a very efficient use of our time. Once we get the minutes sent out and everybody has each other email addresses, we can email suggestions instead of just stream of consciousness kind of thing. And we have some extraordinarily serious financial problems with the station, and we should be figuring out how can we make our governance help that rather than whatever we're doing today. So I object to extending time.
Dwayne, to the deck.
Oh, go ahead, Dwayne. You're next.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think the previous speaker knows that finances have nothing to do with governance. And in fact, our finance committee hasn't even made very many suggestions about how to. Our biggest problem with the station is we don't raise money, or the modalities that we use to raise money are outdated, and nobody, including a former IGO, has done nothing to increase it at the national or the local level. So to say that governance will have anything to do with correcting the finances that have been deteriorating for 15 straight years, I think is really, really not honest.
Thank you for clarifying.
Lyndon for the stack.
Okay, who was after Dwayne? Was that Lyndon or was that Evadiana?
Lyndon, yes. Lyndon. I would just like to say that the previous member's comments have no bearing on what was said previously.
Okay, thank you.
Go
to Adriana. You have the floor.
Okay. Mr. Chair, what I was trying to say is that somebody offered 15 or 30 minutes and two people object. It means to make the decision we need to vote on.
Okay. Okay, but there are already two no's, so wasn't that already a vote already-ish?
No.
The majority of the committee decides.
Okay.
Two-thirds vote. Okay. Are you calling for a vote? Is that your motion?
Yes, you need to call the advisory vote. The agenda is two-thirds to approve the statement, or if it's not accepted, it's thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Point of information. Okay. Point of information.
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask Adriana. I can't hear you very well, Adriana. Do you have your phone on speaker? Because I can't hear you very well.
No, Marianne. I don't have it in a speaker. What I'm doing, I'm speaking through my computer. As you can see, I hope that for next meeting, we will see who's the one playing with my voice.
Okay.
Yes, Marianne. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Somebody's messing with the phone.
Okay, so
point
I guess.
Point of information, Nancy.
That's crazy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, my question is.
Why can
he
just say that? He's called other people.
Venetia Patel's motion was 15 or 20 minutes. Could we make it one or the other? Then I know what I'm voting on.
Let's split the difference into 20.
20 minutes? Okay. All right, Kate. All right, let's go ahead and do a vote. Okay. So, how do we go about doing a vote for extending for 20 minutes?
Secretary calls the roll.
Secretary, what?
Calls the roll.
Okay.
The problem with that is I don't have everybody's name, and I've got some of the people's names that are on here, but I was waiting to hear who they are, but let me see if I can handle this.
This is Lyndon.
Okay.
Why,
I believe
Shanta
has everyone's name.
Right.
Okay, Lyndon, go ahead.
Oh,
sorry, Lyndon.
I think Sandra has the list, so let her call it out. It'll be more efficient if we can get out of here.
Okay, Sandra, can you do that for us? All right, call the roll, please.
Can I just remind y'all, you're not obligated to be here.
Mr. Chair, Sandra may not
thanks
be
for that.
On the call, but the that was the most efficient way, I agree with that. The second most efficient way is for the pro tem secretary to ask for those in favor and let the people call their name. And then she can ask for those who oppose, let them, since she don't have a list.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Go by that order.
Okay, if you'll... if you would help us out with that, Sandra.
Sandra may have left the room. Are you still here, Sandra?
To Marianne. That was suggested to Marianne.
Sorry, Marianne.
Okay.
Marianne, can you go ahead and call the roll, please?
Well, I'll call what I have here. Okay.
Call the roll for people who are in a vote of yes.
Okay, people. I don't know if that's going to work. Let's see. How can I do that? I mean.
So whoever votes yes says their name, and you write down the name of the person.
Point of information.
Here.
Can be both at the same time?
Point of information.
Go ahead. Point of information. Go ahead.
She can go through the list that she has, and if somebody else is on the thing that hasn't been called, then you say, "Excuse me, you missed my name," and I vote.
Yes.
I vote.
Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. Let me start with Sandra. Sandra, are you still here?
No. Dwayne Lark?
Yeah.
Teresa Allen?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confused about what we are voting on.
Oh, my God.
Time extension.
Time extension. Yes, that's fine.
To extend the meeting 20 minutes.
Allen says yes.
Okay, P.K. McCary?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Venetia Patel?
Yes.
Patel? Bill Crozier?
Yes.
No.
Adriana?
Adriana votes yes.
Okay, now, let's see, Nancy?
Bob Gardner.
Hang on, Bob. Nancy?
Nancy votes yes.
Bob?
Yeah, I get to vote the same as Bill? No.
Bob Gardner, I said.
No.
Yes or no?
No.
He said no.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
No.
Ted?
Yes.
Okay, did I miss anybody? Is there anybody here on the call that hasn't voted yet?
I mean, does the chair get a vote or not?
You missed Paula Miller?
Richard,
oh, Paula Miller?
Richard, you, sir? Paula Miller?
Okay. Paula Miller, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other board members?
Richard, yes. Wally votes no.
Oh, Wally? No?
Yeah, I vote no.
And Richard, what did you vote, Richard?
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Who else did I miss?
Susie.
Oh, Susie.
Yes.
What do you vote, Susie?
No.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other board members?
Lewis.
Mike, what do you vote?
No.
Okay.
Wesley Bethune. Wesley, you didn't mention him.
Wesley, is he on the call?
Yes.
Okay, no, I didn't get Wesley. Hang on a second. Wesley, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Who else?
Rita Washington.
Oh, Rita Washington. Yes or no, Rita?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other board members?
You get PK?
PK. Yes, I got PK already.
Okay, but
did you get Tangie? Did you get Tangie
who?
Smith? Tangie
now,
Smith
the only thing is, can other people that are not on the board, can they vote for this kind of stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What is your name, Tangie? Can you spell it for me?
She might be muted.
I got the Smith part, but I don't know how to spell your first name.
She may be gone.
T-A-N-G-Y-G-I.
G-I. Tangie. Okay. Yes or no, Tangie? You said yes?
Yeah.
I think she's gone.
I didn't hear
she's
that.
Not on the call anymore.
The chair gets the vote, though.
Okay. And then I vote yes.
I'm the secretary, too.
Okay. I vote no.
There was one other person at the roll call named Jaime or Jamie.
Well, if
Lawson?
They're not speaking up, I mean they're not on the call.
Okay.
Jamie Lawson, are you on the call?
No.
Is this a point of order?
Now I have everybody that's... Now I got my list. Okay, so just give me a second. Just give me a second. It looks like it's going to be yes, but I just want to make sure. Rita Washington, yes.
Did you call Sandra?
Sandra? Yes, I did, but she didn't answer.
Yeah, she didn't answer.
I'd like to get my vote in.
Who's this?
This is Philip Piccone.
Philip.
Oh, Philip Akane.
Yes.
How do you spell your last name, Philip?
P-I-C-O-N-E.
Okay. And yes or no, Philip?
It's a yes.
I'm sorry?
Two-thirds.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So we got six yes, seven, eight. Do you want me to read the names, or are you just, or will you trust me?
Let's go and just read the names for clarity's sake, please. If you want,
is
vote
Tangie on. Smith still on the line? Tangie Smith?
No, she's not. She left for another meeting at 4:00.
Okay, because she didn't give me a yes or a no, so.
Yes. She left. She had to leave, so she said no.
Okay.
There
was also an Alex called Alex Sherwood, but he did not answer. Quote.
Okay. Okay, so these are the people. Let me read it back to you. Rita
Thank
Smith
you.
Voted yes. Wesley voted yes. Dwayne Lark voted yes. Teresa Allen, yes. PK, yes. Deb Shefto, yes. Venetia Patel, yes. Adriana, yes. Nancy, yes. Ted said yes. Mo, yes. And Philip DeCone, yes. So that's 12, yes. Okay?
No, you now, have Bob Garner, and Wesley Bethune.
I'm sorry?
You forgot.
Bob Gardner and Wesley.
And Wesley.
Yeah, sweetie, but they voted. Did they? No, I said Wesley,
yes,
didn't I?
Yes.
Yes, you said my name. You said Wesley.
Yeah, I said Wesley. Those were all the yeses.
Robert.
Okay.
Okay,
so we got
then,
12 yeses.
Okay, and then the noes, what are the names of the noes?
Wait, 13 yeses. 13 yeses.
I get 13 yeses.
Well, hang on a second. Rita Washington, Wesley, Dwayne, Teresa, PK, Deb, Venetia, Adriana, Nancy, Ted, Mo, and Philip. That's 12.
And Bob Gardner.
No.
Bob Gardner voted no.
No, I voted no.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, sweetie. Just don't get upset. Okay, here's the number no, then. Richard said no. Susie said no. Mike Lewis said no. Bill Crozier says no. Bob Gardner said no. Lyndon says no. Paula Miller said no. Wally said no, and I said no.
Okay,
nine people
yes.
said no.
Makes two-thirds, that's what failed.
The motion
didn't carry. I would like to make a motion that we adjourn. This is Richard.
Any other seconds?
I second whether we need it or not.
It's automatic because we already extended past the end time.
Yeah,
but
request
for information. Okay, I just want to verify with, do we have a parliamentarian on this call?
No.
No.
Ted?
No.
I have a request for information. This is Ted.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, you cut off. Can you repeat that?
My question is, did we vote to approve the agenda? If we didn't, it seems to me that we do not need a two-thirds vote to continue with the meeting. It's only if we approve the agenda.
The agenda was approved.
Yeah, it was approved.
No, we did not approve the agenda.
It was approved. Yeah, it was approved.
We approved the agenda as amended.
Yeah, that was,
Because I added that motion.
Well,
I have a motion that we adjourn.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, Mo.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye, everybody.
You.
Thank you.
Mo. Thank you, Mary.
See you next month.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
We got up.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mo and Marianne.
Yes.